Hey, we go to the Center for Family Health this morning, and we get a chance to meet Dr. Jose Hernandez. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
So how long have you been at the center?
I've been at the center for the last almost 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So you're a veteran there. Tell us what you do there.
Well, as a pediatrician, we basically take care of kids, making sure that they get all their developmental milestones, that they are up to date with all their immunizations, making sure that they are getting all the basic developmental screenings and everything to try to have a healthy pediatric population here.
Yeah, you know, we think of the Center for Family Health, we usually don't think of pediatrics. Tell us about your department there and how it is it different from other offices?
Well, as you know, the Center for Family Health is a federally qualified health center that exists pretty much to remove the barriers to healthcare. So basically, our mission is to open the door to healthcare for all, and we're very proud of that. So at our pediatric department, we have 6 doctors, and we are all board certified in pediatrics, and we are aim on provide patient-centered care to the highest quality, and have a beautiful facility here. And in addition to pediatrics, we also have women's health department, we have family health department, we have the pharmacy, we have a walk-in clinic, we have health educators, and we have the medical lab office as well. So it's pretty much like a one roof, one-stop shop for comprehensive family care.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any children with COVID?
At the center, we created some extra steps to make sure that we keep everybody safe. So anybody with subjective symptoms of COVID are actually seen on the walking area. So as of right now in the pediatrics department, we're seeing healthy kids and kids with symptoms not related to COVID. So I personally haven't treated any kids with COVID. But the good thing about kids and COVID is that so far it's been pretty benign to pediatric patients. So they rarely get infected. And even when they do, they usually have mild symptoms that are similar to regular cold.
Uh-huh. Dr. Jose Hernandez with us from the Center for Family Health. Talk about kids getting immunized. I know that's a hot topic. Some people don't believe it's safe, right?
Yeah, but in the United States, the Center for Family Health, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that the United States has the safest vaccine supply in its history. And before anybody gets any shots, it needs to go through the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And even after it gets approved by the FDA, they keep monitoring for any side effects. So most of the time, the usual side effects that you could possibly see from the regular immunizations are mostly minor, like ranging from general achiness to low-grade fever. And the only main exceptions that you can have for immunizations are basically kids that have a specific allergies or those that have immune systems that have been compromised by medical procedures such as chemotherapy. But vaccines are historically proven to be extremely safe and very beneficial.
What are parents worried about, doctor? What concerns do they share with you, or are they just following what they hear on the internet?
Yeah, I know that in the internet there's a lot of horror stories about immunizations, and sadly, anything that you type on the internet gets approved. There's no filter. So the most important thing is to stick to the facts. So if you want to educate yourself about immunizations, the best place to look for that information is directly through the CDC and through the AAP, that is the American Academy of Pediatrics, and you'll have all the comprehensive, all the studies, all the logic behind immunizations. Usually parents are concerned that they get a lot of shots when they are very early in life, but those immunizations have been proven to prevent against infections that could potentially cause severe consequences in the future. So the recommendation is to try to stick to the immunization schedule, and even the CDC has a catch-up schedule for those that are a little bit behind to give guidance on how to get back in track.
Okay, you guys are still doing COVID testing, right?
That's right, yep. And if you would like to get tested, you can give a call at 517-748-5363, and pretty much anybody that wants one can get one.
What about the vaccine?
As of right now, we are able to provide vaccination to anyone over age 50, and we also provide immunizations to anyone 16 and older if they have any disabilities or medical conditions that put them at high risk for, you know, worse complications from COVID. But starting on April 5th, we will offer the vaccine to anyone over 16 and up. So they can sign up to by calling to the COVID hotline at 517-748-5363.
Doctor, thanks so much for stopping by.
Okay, excellent. It's been my pleasure.
Say hi to Terry Langston.
I will definitely do it.
Take care. Dr. Jose Hernandez, Center for Family Health.